Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Charles Davis from the NFL on Fox. Charles, good morning. How is everything?
Everything is wonderful. Good morning to you guys. I guess it's training camp time, so everyone's pretty fired up this time of year.
They are, and you know all too well how training camp is, and we not too far from where we are, and we'll be out there Monday, is Latrobe, Pennsylvania, one of the cathedrals of training camp, I think, and one of the great places in the NFL, and the Steelers are going to get set to report today. I guess one of the big questions, at least in these parts, and maybe the NFL, is this. Will it be more subdued? Do you think that there's going to be a concerted effort to keep it more low-key for the Steelers starting today with report day?
Oh, I think that started a lot earlier in the offseason, and you heard some of the players already discuss it, you know, almost without prompting, didn't they? How much quieter things have gotten. Maybe quieter is better for all concerned. You know, I heard and read some comments about, you know, everyone's focused on this team and not other agendas. All those things coming together, yes, and I think that that will continue forward. And this is one of those opportunities for the Steelers who still do it old school. And what I mean by that is they take training camp away. You know, they're in Latrobe, a chance to get away, be a team away from everything else. No, training camp isn't like the absolute good old days where, you know, you were totally shut in. But at the same time, they're not right there at the facility, you know, everyone else around. This may give them a chance for this new Steelers team with, you know, air quotes around it, to kind of come together and put last year behind them for truly and move forward.
Well, how do they do it in the course of a game, Charles? How do they adjust both to the loss of Antonio Brown? We saw them adjust to the absence of Le'Veon Bell last year. Is it necessarily a good thing that Ben Roethlisberger will be expected to spread the ball out to more and more targets this year?
Well, those targets have to prove that they will be open for the ball to be spread to them. You know, that's going to be the key for everything, because, and for, you know, Juju, he goes from the two to the one in terms of who the top receiver is. He will see a little bit different. He will see a difference in coverages and emphasis on him. So he's got to up and expand his game. James Washington has to step up and play a lot better. All those things have to happen across the board. But if you do have the opportunity to spread the ball around, the number of people getting catches, ball's not centralized in one spot, that, in theory, does give you the opportunity to put more stress on the defense. Bottom line, though, Antonio Brown always had emphasis of coverage on him and still caught 100-plus balls every year and turned in big plays. You've got to have guys, when they have the chance, step up and make those types of plays. And they won't all be Antonio Brown, but can they make enough significant plays and keep that offense moving? That's the key. So that's why you always want those types of players. That's why you always want that type of production, even when they're being doubled, triple teamed. But these guys will have to step up and make that work for Ben and gain his confidence in throwing them the football.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Charles Davis, NFL on Fox, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Can Juju, I guess nationally, and just looking at things from your perspective, it's all talk and it's all, can he do this, can he do that? Is Juju that every down receiver? That is to say, break one on first and 10 for 70 yards and be that third and four guy that makes a possession catch for a first down. Has he showed you in his game? Because as much as people complain about the off-the-field stuff with AB, he was an every-down receiver. Is Juju that right now?
Yeah, you're exactly right about AB, and I think that Juju has that potential. I think that he is that guy. I watched him in college, you know, and covered him a little bit there before I made a move to the pros. And, you know, yes, he is. He has all those elements in him, and he just has to have that same mentality, which I believe he'll possess, that I know I'm going to be stymied at times. I know they're going to kick those coverages. But those best receivers always took that as such a personal challenge, almost an affront. oh, you want to send two over here? Fine. I'll beat both of them. Now your defense is weak, and I'm still your defense is at the strongest point, and I'm still beating it. I think Juju has that in him. I don't see any reason and anything in his game to suggest otherwise. But it's always been one of those things in the NFL. When the two gets an opportunity to be a one, whether it's with that team or someone else, in some cases, it hasn't worked out. My college teammate Alvin Harper was tremendous in Dallas when he was the two. Went to Tampa Bay for the big money, never hit those heights again for various reasons. T.J. Houshmandzadeh was the two to Chad Johnson in Cincinnati. Wanted to be a one. Do you ever remember T.J. Houshmandzadeh being a key one? But in Indianapolis, when Marvin Harrison retired, Reggie Wayne became the one and adopted that role very, very well. So their opportunity, you know, we can make an example anywhere and how we want to. Yes, we can see it happening, and no, we can see it not happening. I'm betting on the yes with Juju.
Well, and when the two becomes the one, you've got to worry about who fills the spot of number two. In the case of Dante Moncrief, has he had a chance? And yes, he played with Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, but not to a great extent due to Andrew Luck's injury issues. Can getting the opportunity to play with a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger make him even better, even at this point in his career?
Yeah, it always helps when you've got that type of a quarterback to give you those opportunities and to put the ball in a place where you can go fight for it, get it, those sorts of things. I think we heard that great quote by Ben before we even started about getting to know each other and you get to know him as a person so that you can anticipate things and almost read their mind. That's not what he said, but that's what I took out of that conversation, to understand where they like it, how they like it, and put it in those spots. Plus, Moncrief, athletically, is a very gifted player, you know, and the beauty is he won't have to be a one. He'll be a two or a three, and this gives him an opportunity to run those routes against lesser corners.
Charles Davis, NFL on Fox, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text response. Will you talk all about all the sexy guys outside the hash, just throwing the football around, running it, whatever it may be. We're quite friendly with one of your Tennessee brethren, and that's Ramon Foster. And with him, with Pouncey, with DeCastro, does this offense really go with how that offensive line goes? Because if they're good, they're as good as anybody in the NFL.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed, because the beauty of that offensive line is that they know protecting Ben is mission one, but that's a line that takes a lot of pride in moving people off the line of scrimmage and giving James Conner and the other backs an opportunity to run the football too. And with a head coach like Tomlin, going to always be a hard-nosed guy. They always want to play that way. And you guys know that you know the AFC North. It's always been that type of a division where you got to come and be ready to go. Because when that division's at its height, all of them ran the football. The Bengals, when they were playing at their best, wanted to be a physical, you know, run-first team. Now we'll see what happens with Zach Taylor. Baltimore still has John Harbaugh, and they still want to run the heck out of him. They're going to need to with their quarterback Lamar Jackson still acclimating to the NFL. Pittsburgh's going to want to do the same thing. I think your statement is spot on about that offensive line, and I think it's a very good offensive line. I think right now the biggest question mark is going to be the right tackle, and will it solidify there? But all in all, I think Pittsburgh will have the answers.
Charles, on the defensive side of the ball, no team in the AFC had fewer takeaways than the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, just 15. Are the additions of Mark Barron, Steven Nelson through free agency, Devin Bush through the draft, is that enough to give them the impact plays they need on the defensive side of the ball to take it away from another offense and flip the field, give their offense a better opportunity to put points up?
Yeah, it's a great start because of the talent level. You know, Steven Nelson always battled the size thing. You know, I used to call him Mighty Mouse because he would battle everyone like crazy. But he brings that type of mentality to it that he's going to fight you for every inch. You know, Devin Bush, you know why he was drafted. Heck, Pittsburgh moved up 10 spots to go get him. Speed, nose for the football, remember his dad with the bloodlines as an NFL safety. Yeah, all these things come together, and you know that what Pittsburgh's going to talk about probably behind closed doors a lot more than do with us is the fact they didn't take it away enough. So increased emphasis, and when you watch drills and when you watch training camp, I'd be surprised if you don't see more takeaway, strip drills, turnover-type drills that get run as well as the regular stuff that you see, to put that emphasis, to put that mindset out there about taking the ball away. Because it's a good defense. It's a good bunch of good players. But nowadays, if you don't get the ball away, if you don't knock it loose from offenses, offenses are so good that even if you're good defense, that's a major struggle, isn't it? If they just get more opportunities, that's what you want. Take the ball away, more opportunities for your offense to run, less opportunities for them to score. It's kind of what we've come down to in playing defense. We don't even talk anymore about yardage goals anymore, do we? We just talk about how many takeaways can you get, how many possessions can you limit, and that should help you win the football game. That's how the game has changed.
Charles, last one for you. Let's try to peek into Devin Bush's mind, if we can, for just 1 second. And you do it as a former NFL player. The Rooneys and Kevin Colbert had to have gotten together and said, let's do this. Let's make this happen. The last time they jumped up like this was for Troy. You have to understand, if you're Devin Bush, that you're one that there's a lot of focus on and that there's a lot of pressure on. How does a young man handle that, do you think?
Well, the beauty is, we talked about bloodlines before, so he's had someone who sits right in his house that did it and played a position of leadership as well, which is safety, because safeties typically are the biggest communicators in the secondary, understand the game plan a little bit better than others, et cetera. So you already have that, been coached by that man, sits and has been in his house since the day he was born. The second part is, because you were kind of raised in that world and you were asked to do that in college as well, you've already assumed this type of a mentality, just keeping that focus and understanding that, hey, I'm going to have to take a step forward, maybe a little bit quicker than your average rookie, but that's what they drafted me for. And the beauty is, the team already knows that's what they drafted him for. This isn't a rookie trying to push his way to the front of the line before he's put any skins on the wall. When the veterans watched the draft and the team moved up 10 spots to get this kid, they sent a signal to everyone. We want him on the field immediately, and we want him in a leadership spot, and off he goes. And I think that he understands that as well. And, you know, everything has to be proven, but I really don't think this is as much of a difficult situation in terms of he has to prove himself. He's got to prove himself as a player, got to make all the right plays, but this is the expectation. I think the team's going to lean on him to fulfill that expectation.
Charles Davis, NFL on Fox. Before you get out of here, I know we do this. We talk about it with Coach Billick every once in a while. Tell us about X-Tech shoulder pads before you get out of here.
Yeah, you know, what I love about X-Tech is they were the little engine that could before. They were that little startup, and people were like, hey, what's this X-Tech thing going on? They've taken over now. I mean, you talk about patented design, most popular pads in the NFL. I mean, you name the guys playing now. Khalil Mack is wearing them when he plays. Andrew Luck's wearing them. Odell Beckham Jr.'s wearing them. Jamal Adams. I think Quentin Nelson is my favorite one from the Indianapolis Colts. That big guard is going to move people with these shoulder pads. And now we're talking about 400-plus colleges, 300-plus high schools. The NFL is sweeping them. Love the new patented design. They're lightweight, allows for the greater range of motion. And they're in an exclusive partnership with XRD Technology, a foam with unmatched impact dispersion. And what I mean by that is, back in the old days, you pour your pads, you hit, you felt it all in one spot. Now that hit gets it dispersed across your shoulders, a lot easier to absorb. These are fantastic pads, some of the best in the league. I hope a bunch of the Steelers are wearing them, and you'll see them out there in training camp, because right now I think they're the number one pad in the league.
Charles Davis, NFL on Fox. Charles, pleasure to be with you. We'll do it again soon. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, guys. Make sure everybody goes to xtechpads.com and make sure they get their orders in right away. Talk to you later.
Absolutely, will do. Big thanks to Charles Davis. Really, really good stuff from him. Like to get those national voices on things.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.